This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome back into The Hull Show. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Mike Brohard, my next guest from CSURams.com. Mike, a pretty big couple of days for both the CSU women's basketball team and the men's basketball team. Let's start with on the women's side of things. Colorado State, they beat San Diego State 71-58, and surprise, surprise, McKenna Hofschild, two away from 30. She couldn't have went ahead and got that 30 there, Mike? No?
No, actually, that 28 was actually one of her more impressive games, and I know she scored more, but San Diego State actually has very good defensive guards, and they slowed down. Really, it took a while for McKenna to get some help, but I mean, she's 11-16 from the floor against that kind of defense. It was an outstanding night. And then as the game wore on, Crocker and Thurman got more involved, started finding their way. The Colorado State switched up some things a little bit to try to get them some space. And really, they played exceptional defense in that fourth quarter. I mean, if you can force a team to miss their last 10 shots from the field, you're doing something right. Big win.
Big win for them. They've now won four in a row. And if you want to go back to the last loss was that UNLV game in overtime. So right there in the mix when you're looking at the top teams in the conference, UNLV, CSU, I'm circling this one. That's, what is it, this Saturday, 21st, they're going up against UNLV. Got to get through Nevada first, but I bet a lot of people are looking forward to CSU, UNLV coming up this weekend.
Yeah, again, it's another really good matchup. Right now, I would say you would have to think that McKenna's got to be the leading candidate for Player of the Year, but UNLV has the reigning Player of the Year in Desi Reyes. So she's a post player, but UNLV's got some really good guard play, too. It's going to be a high-tempo game, which I think would be highly entertaining for fans to come and watch. So, no, it'll be a great contest. And of course, you know, CSU got down early to them on the road, came back, forced overtime, you know, missed a chance to tie it again in the extra session. This will be another great game. It'll be a great week of basketball here on campus.
Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. Is McKenna Hofschild, she's going to be a next level type player, Mike? What do you think her future holds outside of Colorado State?
You know, that's a really good question. It's going to be how pros evaluate her because she is undersized and what they think that she can get away with the move. But some of the same stuff. I mean, Becky Hammond faced it when she came out of college, and she was a little bit taller, but she kind of defied the odds. McKenna's got a great game to her because even though she's not a post, she's probably one of the better players in the conference at finishing in the paint, and she's got great body awareness and great body control to where she can create separation when she goes down inside and still get a shot off.
Yeah, it's a fun basketball team. She's certainly one of those memorable players for sure. Excited about a big week for Colorado State coming up. And on the men's side of things, wow. The other star around Colorado State these days, Isaiah Stevens, 33 points, but just circus shots, some of these. That near half-court shot to send it to overtime, the game winner, the steals, everything, the flirting with the triple-double. I mean, my goodness. Was that Isaiah Stevens' best game of his career?
Yeah, really well, very much could have been. I mean, you know, hitting clutch shots, making big defensive plays, keeping everybody calm on the road, doing some amazing things. It's just, yeah, I mean, you'd have to put it right up there easily in his top three. If it's not outright his best game ever.
We were talking about this a little bit yesterday, Mike, just thinking about Isaiah and where he stacks up with some of the greatest basketball players for Colorado State of all time as far as the men's basketball team. Where would you put him there? You've covered this team so closely for so many years. You've seen some of the greatest basketball players for the Rams. Where does Isaiah stack up? Top 10? Do you move him up into the top 5? Where do you have him?
That's a really good question. I mean, because the game has changed throughout the eras. I mean, you have to go back in the 60s, and you had Bill Green, and, you know, you had Jason Smith. You've had some really good basketball players. He's definitely got to be, I would think, on your all-time roster. What strikes me most about Isaiah is the way he's had to do it. From day one, he was handed the keys to the car. He's progressed. He's become such a good leader. He is a gym rat. He is a student of the game. He's just everything that you want from a coach as a point guard. He's that guy. He does everything for that team. It's not just the scoring. It's not just creating. He plays defense. But he is that glue and that calming influence, and really has been since day one.
Such a smart basketball player, too. I mean, I just kept kind of noticing, you know, again, basketball players do this, try to save some time, roll the ball to half court, see if you can keep the clock stopped a little bit. But Isaiah was really doing that and using it really to his advantage. Just little things like that. You follow along with this guy. Such a smart basketball player that is, you know, constantly a student of the game. And to see a game like that, I mean, wow. Something else. Mike, how was the rest of the team's reaction after that game? Nico, Medved, everybody, when you see a performance like that on the road against in a tough spot to play, even in their good year, their amazing year last year, UNLV was kind of their kryptonite.
Yeah, Bryce Hamilton, thank God he graduated, huh? you know, the funny thing is at Wimpar, you know, everybody says what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. No, we want everybody to know what happened in Vegas last weekend, and it went viral, and the shot he hit. I mean, I don't know. I'm old man, so I remember the greatest college basketball game ever played between Kentucky and Duke in a regional NCAA final. His shot, completely different place on the floor, but it reminded me so much of that Leitner shot where he catches it, pivots, and hits it. Now, Leitner was shooting from, like, the free throw line, a little bit easier of a shot, I would say, by 100%. So, yeah, that was just amazing.
How often does Isaiah practice that shot? Because, I mean, it did. It looked unorthodox. You know, both hands kind of going up, throwing that bad boy up. He had to give it everything to make sure it went in. How often does he practice that bad boy?
I would say probably more often than people think. And that's the fun thing is, I guess, the fun part of practice. This is when guys stay after and they start working on stuff, like, and they joke around. It was like you when you're eight with, you know, in the driveway, it's like, okay, time's running down. I got to hit this amazing shot, and you practice them. And you do it because it's fun when you're young, but when you're older and you go, you know, you never know. I might have to hit this shot, and it might not be like Larry Bird out of the old-time McDonald's commercials, but something crazy. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's as much you have to mentally be able to put yourself in that situation to do something remarkable and be ready for it. And Isaiah does that really, really well.
Well, big win for Colorado State, of course. Now, tomorrow night, going up against San Diego State, one of the top teams in the standings right now up there, Nevada, Boise State, and everything. But this is going to be a very tough task for Colorado State, Mike. Tell us a little bit about San Diego State and what concerns you the most about this team.
You know, it's just the way that they play defense and the way they make it hard for you to get anything going. And it's a mental grind as much as anything, because you really have to stick to things. You know, they have some confidence. There's not that intimidation factor when you face the Aztecs, because you go back a couple of years, and, of course, it was at Viejas where CSU erased the largest deficit ever for a comeback win in Mountain West play, right? So you know you can do that. And, you know, Tanjay, who hit that shot, is still here. They are a tough team. You know what you're in for. But you also come off a remarkable win against UNLV. You're feeling your oats a little bit. You're starting to feel a little bit better because this has been an up-and-down ride. I mean, that UNLV game followed a definite low when you lose to Air Force the way that they did. Then you come back and you do something remarkable, and you want to build off that. So you've got to feel good going in this game, but you also know the Aztecs are just going to make it incredibly hard from the way that they play defense and the physical style of play to make things continuously flow. This is definitely going to be a 40-minute game. You have to stick to it for 40 minutes.
Well, we'll see if they can do it. If Colorado State can, you know, maybe that UNLV win, such a monster win, so many special portions of that game can help catapult this team the rest of the way through. Mike, my man, what are you working on that we can check out at CSURams.com?
Well, I posted a story today about one of our track athletes who, you know, basically had to stare down. A coach told him as a walk-on, I don't think we have room for you. And he fought it, and he changed his stealth and his lifestyle, and that was Jock Hobble. And, you know, he ended up being an all-conference performer in outdoor last year. So it's an interesting story about how, you know, some athletes just need to be told the hard truth at times, and they need to determine themselves to it, and Jack's done a great job of that. And then I'm just keeping my fingers crossed because this weekend I would like to go watch my daughter's senior swim meet out in Maine, and I'm scheduled to fly to DAA tomorrow afternoon. So if everybody could brush the snow somewhere else, I'd be happy.
I will get the fans going, the mega fans, and just kind of try to blow it away. I've seen it done in the cartoons, Mike. I will do my best.
Yeah. Let's just push it up to Wyoming.
Well, that's normally what I do, and that's why they get so much snow. Mike, always appreciate. Okay, well, safe travels for you. Of course, we're hoping everything gets cleared away for you to take off and everything, but safe journeys to you, my friend.
Thanks, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. Mysterio. Off topic, Broncos, you can't win without Quinn. Hey, we've already got a new t-shirt, right, with the Let's Ride. You can't win without Quinn, and then on the back, it's Russell Wilson's face saying Let's Ride. Dude, marketing, Mysterio.
Broncos country, let's ride.
You get me, my man. Do you want to throw this out? Due to inclement weather, that is forecast to begin later today and extended to tomorrow, Thompson School District schools and district offices will be closed tomorrow, Wednesday, January 18th. So there you go. Just wanted to throw that out there. Brian Gary's going to have you tons of updates ready for tomorrow's show. So you do not want to, not that you tune away anyway, but make sure you're checking out 1310, 103.1, and of course, 1310kfk.com. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.